This is KCUR 89.3. Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved a new therapy to treat kids and young adults with leukemia. It harnesses the body's own immune system to attack and kill malignant cells. A local woman was one of the first people in the world to receive the therapy. KCUR's Dan Margulies has this report on her extraordinary medical odyssey.
Hi, are you Emily?
Yes, I am.
Dan Margulies, how do you
do?
Nice to meet you.
How are you? Thank you.
I've driven 25 miles to western Shawnee, Kansas, to the home of Emily Dummler, a 36-year-old mother of three. Dummler is petite, energetic, and appears to be the very picture of health. To look at her, you'd never know that 4 years ago she was at death's door. Her symptoms struck out of the blue in the middle of the day. Her husband was at work. She called him and told him she needed to go to urgent care right away.
My blood wasn't clotting properly. And so I went into urgent care and then ended up in the hospital for 43 days.
Initially, she was diagnosed with ITP, a disorder that leads to excessive bleeding caused by low levels of platelets. It turns out she had something else.
And what was causing that, though, they found out was a form of cancer called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Dummler wound up undergoing 6 rounds of outpatient chemotherapy, 1 round every 3 weeks. The initial results looked good. The cancer appeared to be gone. But it wasn't. It came roaring back. In January 2015, she underwent a stem cell transplant using her own stem cells at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston.
They just basically wreck your body so much that you almost you're basically dying, and then they give your stem cells back just to keep you alive.
She lost 20 pounds in a matter of weeks. And then came the bad news. The transplant failed. At that point, she was pretty much out of options. Her only hope was getting into a clinical trial at MD Anderson for an experimental treatment. It had just begun, and she got in.
So I was the third patient in the world to be in this trial, which is called CAR-T cell therapy.
CAR, it stands for chimeric antigen receptors. It's a mouthful, but the therapy involves removing a patient's T cells, a type of white blood cell, and genetically engineering them to recognize and attack the patient's tumors. The T cells are then put back into the patient's body.
When patients develop cancer, the T cells have failed to do their job because part of their job is surveillance for misbehaving cells or abnormally shaped cells, recognize that and attack and destroy them.
That's Dr. Joseph McGurk, Director of Blood Cancers and Stem Cell Transplants at the University of Kansas Cancer Center. McGurk oversaw a similar clinical trial at KU that showed promising results.
This is really absolutely stunning.
Unlike traditional intensive chemotherapies or radiation, CAR-T rearms patients' immune systems, allowing them to do the work. It is, says McGurk,
a revolution in cancer medicine that's ongoing right now.
KU's clinical trial involved patients like Dummler with an extremely aggressive form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I interviewed one of those patients, a 47-year-old Australian who traveled to KU to undergo CAR-T therapy in late 2015. Sadly, he died last year, but a significant percentage of patients, nearly half, achieved complete remissions.
It is a keyhole view into this extraordinary future that's coming down the line in cancer medicine.
The KU clinical trial is no longer accepting patients, but now that the FDA has approved CAR-T therapy, KU is expected to be one of the few facilities in the country to offer it. It's important to note that CAR-T is not a magic bullet. At least for now, the treatment is hugely expensive. Dr. Len Lichtenfeld is Deputy Chief Medical Officer of the American Cancer Society.
When we talk about the cost of treatment, there's going to be the cost of the drug itself. There's going to be the cost of actually, from the hospital side, preparing the patient and then giving the treatment. And then there's going to be the cost of actually administering the treatment.
In fact, Novartis, the drug maker behind the FDA-approved treatment, has priced it at $475,000. And some patients, after showing promising results, have died from the side effects of CAR-T therapy.
Because as the CAR-T cells begin to get into the body, as they begin to attack the cancer, then there's the release of various proteins and other substances into the bloodstream that can actually cause sometimes fatal events.
Emily Dummler got her CAR-T treatment on July 13, 2015, just over 2 years ago. And she did have side effects. One of them was neurotoxicity. Basically, her brain fogged up. But the side effects eventually disappeared. And now, Dummler says, she feels great.
I actually just had my 2-year scans in Houston a couple weeks ago, and I am still in remission today.
Before her brush with death, Dummler had been a stay-at-home mom. Now she's director of religious education at the Catholic church she attends. She says she might have wound up taking the job anyway. But having gone through what she's gone through, she now says she felt called to do it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.